Ralphie Radio Show. Earlier this morning, MTV releasing its nominations for the 2012 Video Music Awards, taking place on a new night in a bigger venue, September 6th, still out in Los Angeles, though. Ology.com senior editor Teron Moore here to talk about some of the nods, and I guess it doesn't come as too much of a surprise, Teron, that both Rihanna and Drake lead the pack with 5 nominations each.
It's really not. I think as a whole, the Video Music Awards nominees shouldn't be too surprising to anyone who's followed the VMAs before. I think it's a very expected batch of nominees. You have to have the really good videos of the year, which I think include Rihanna's We Found Love and Drake's Take Care, but it also has to include the Biebers and the One Directions and the Carly Rae Jepsens, because MTV has to cater to that audience as well.
Really, I think behind the Grammys, this has become probably the biggest music award show of the year now. Last year, record ratings for MTV, and now this year, we'll get back to the awards in a second, but they're moving to a new night and a new venue as well, although it's pretty close to the last venue.
It's literally right across the street from the Nokia Theater. They're doing it at the Staples Center this year. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the first year that the VMAs are on a Thursday since, I want to say, 2003. It's an interesting move. I'm not really sure why, because I feel like, you know, they've been consistently getting bigger and bigger with their move to Sundays.
Yeah, at first I was under your same thought process, and I thought maybe there was a schedule conflict with the Staples Center on that Sunday, which is maybe why they moved it to Thursday. But, you know, the other thing too, Thursday night in prime time, maybe they're banking on an even larger audience at that time.
Absolutely, because so much of TV has moved to Sunday, if you think about it. So many hot dramas now, especially on cable television, are on Sunday. So they may be moving away from that spot to get away from the True Bloods and everything else that airs on Sunday.
Absolutely. Ology.com senior editor Teron Moore here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're talking about this year's VMAs, the nominees released earlier this morning by MTV. Who were some of the snubs in your opinion? I'm interested to hear this.
Well, there wasn't a major snub, because I think all the artists that put out work were well represented in the past year. The most interesting thing to me was to see Beyoncé's Love on Top get nominated for Video of the Year, and then when Countdown, which, I mean, undeniably is the much better video, got 2 technical nominations but wasn't nominated for Best Female or Video of the Year. They both went to Love on Top. But then I thought about it, and you have to think, you know, you mentioned the Grammys earlier, MTV, the Video Music Awards are known for being a spectacle. The thing you have to tune into, not for the awards, but for the performances and the supposed unexpected things that are gonna happen. And it's just funny because you look back at the Love on Top song, but you think back last year when she announced her pregnancy,
right,
she did it to Love on Top. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't surprise me, and especially when another major trend with Kanye West and Taylor Swift, how much they used that to their advantage the year after that happened. You look back at Britney Spears when she had her crazy performance in 2007 that was universally panned, and then the next, very next year, her completely average video for Piece of Me won 3 Video Music Awards the following year.
Including Video of the Year. Yeah.
They bank on themselves, and they bank on what's happened previously. I've seen a few of the promos for the Video Music Awards 2012 already, and they're fully banking on the Beyoncé announcement last year as, you know, their gimmick to get people to tune in this year.
There have definitely been some interesting moments, and that's certainly what the award show has kind of circled around and built itself up on. Absolutely. By the way, if you're wondering about performers, Alicia Keys and One Direction already announced. I would imagine there'll be a house band or a house DJ as well, along with a ton of other performances announced before the big date this September, the 2012 MTV Video Music Awards. Ology.com senior editor Teron Moore, hope to see you out there this year again for the awards, buddy.
Absolutely. Hope to see you there too, man.